Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Well, traffic is busier than usual in Santa Clara, even though it's a holiday today. That's because it's Monday Night Football at Levi's Stadium, where the 49ers are hoping to keep their perfect record. KCBS's Margie Schaefer is at the scene. Margie?
Well, Patty, 49er fans are converging on the area. Brad from San Francisco's decked out in his 49er gear, ready to cheer on his team. He's been here for hours.
It is the championship spirit that's brought us out this afternoon. And it's this championship spirit that's making me drink all these Bud Lights.
Patrick Elihai has a table set with all the fixings. He's tailgating to the max. And he's even brought a friend along that's a Seahawks fan.
Yeah, Sacramento.
Okay, you didn't have to work today then.
No. Well, I'm a veteran too, so they better give me that day off. So.
and your team better give you the win.
There you go. Better give me that win.
Fans like John are hopeful.
Great leadership. John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan. I don't know. The guys are fighting for something. They're fired up. They're playing well. Something to cheer for. Reminds me of the old Niner teams, right? So, I'm feeling good about tonight.
I'm hoping to make it 9-0. By the way, parking in the area, $50 cash only in these parts to park in a tech company parking lot and walk to the stadium. Reporting in Santa Clara, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Thank you, Margie.
The vigil today after a 38-year-old African-American man was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer yesterday afternoon. KCBS's Scott Letiri has more from the scene of that shooting in Vallejo.
We're standing on your word today, oh God. We're a family of faith, a family of belief, who trust in your holy word, oh God.
Neighbors, family, and friends of 38-year-old Eric Reason, known by his rapper stage name Chettaman, gathered in prayer here at the Valero gas station where he was shot and killed by an off-duty Richmond police officer identified as Sergeant Virgil Thomas, Reason's mother, Stephanie Bass.
I just want justice. I want to find out what happened. You know, what happened that he deserved to be shot down like that. I want justice.
An investigation into the shooting is now underway with both the Vallejo and Richmond PD not giving any details. Reason was a father of six.
The kids are fatherless and we raised them very well. And I don't understand. He didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve to die like that.
Civil rights attorney John Burris is looking into the situation. In Vallejo, Scott Letiri, KCBS.
Well, today is the day that we set aside and take a moment to thank those who have served in the military. KCBS reporter Melissa Colross caught up with some vets this morning at a Veterans Day observance ceremony in San Bruno.
For Thomas A. Miller, being in the military for 22 years was an honor that gave him a lot. For example,
military training helped me to be able, if I got in situations, how to think and what to do on the next situation. That training that was invigorated in me.
The retired Army Sergeant First Class was one of the veterans who came to the Golden Gate National Cemetery in San Bruno Monday for a Veterans Day observance ceremony. Retired Army Sergeant Major Ahmed Hussein says he loved his 3 decades in the service.
I miss it. It's a brotherhood. It's a camaraderie.
Congresswoman Jackie Speer, who represents San Mateo County, took part in the ceremony and says she meets with service members regularly.
I just have an abiding interest in making sure that we provide for them. And the truth of the matter is, when a service member serves, so does his family or her family. And we need to reconfigure how we provide services so we recognize that.
Speer says she is particularly interested in supporting vet hospitals. In San Bruno, Melissa Colross, KCBS.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow on a landmark immigration case. The decision could mean the end of DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals to the United States. KCBS's Jim Taylor has a preview.
Outside the Supreme Court,
here to stay! Here to stay!
It's been
here
noisy.
I'm here to show that my state representatives, the politicians, my teachers, everyone around me, that this is an important issue, that this needs to be talked about.
He's been in the country since he was 6 months old. Without DACA, he could be deported. At issue, is President Trump justified revoking the program?
I don't want to live in fear every single day. I don't want to count how much time I have left in this country. I want to feel comfortable. I want to thrive. I want to be successful, be someone in life.
Without DACA, she says she'll be denied a Social Security card and a career. Young Republican Robert Spinner weighs in.
It's an emotional issue, and that inspires people, especially on the left, to be involved in politics.
He says it's an issue of national security. A decision is not expected until next spring. The Dreamers, as they are known, live in every state. There are more in California than any other. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
A planned statewide strike by thousands of Kaiser Mental Health workers was postponed until next month after the sudden death of the company's CEO. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan explains, union leaders hope to avoid the labor action altogether.
For decades, Kaiser's been known for its collaborative labor relations, something late CEO Bernard Tyson helped create. Now, with Executive Vice President Greg Adams stepping in on an interim basis, it's hoped thousands of mental health care workers across the state can avert bringing their picket signs back out. Sal Roselli is president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers. He says 170 shop stewards voted to postpone the strike, which was meant to draw attention to overwhelming caseloads and long waits to get an appointment.
You know, we know Greg Adams. He was the president of Northern California 4 years ago and actually was responsible for leading settlement with these mental health clinicians, you know, after a long struggle back then.
While no drastic changes in philosophy are expected, Anthony Wright, executive director of the consumer group Health Access California, says leadership does matter, especially with a system as big as Kaiser.
It is both one of our biggest insurers, one of our biggest hospital chains, one of our biggest medical groups. They're responsible for the health care for millions of Californians.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
The head of BART is apologizing to a black rider who was detained and cited by police for eating a breakfast sandwich on a train platform. BART General Manager Bob Power said in a statement issued today that he's disappointed by the encounter that led to rider Steve Foster being taken away in handcuffs. In a 15-minute video taken by Foster's girlfriend, a BART officer tells Foster that eating isn't allowed in paid areas of the transit system. The unnamed officer is seen holding onto Foster's backpack because Foster wouldn't give his name to police. The officer tells Foster he isn't free to leave until he cooperates. Officials say they are investigating.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.